From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ana Perez. Candidates to become the new director of the Daniel Boone Regional Library shared their plans for the future in front of staff and community members last night. Each candidate presented their platform and answered questions from attendees. Applications for the position opened up in late September. Candidate Matthew Hort, a librarian from the City of Santa Clarita Public Libraries, says strategic planning will be his main priority if chosen for the position.
My focus would be to work on each strategic initiative with going out and finding either funding or partnerships to push that plan forward and to really meet both the needs of the community and all the goals that are set forth by the board.
The other finalists are Margaret Conroy, an assistant library director in St. Charles, and Robin Newell, a public library executive director in Kansas. The board members hope to announce a new director by the end of this year. Although no snow is to be expected, snow plows will be on the streets of Columbia today. The Columbia Missourian reports plow drivers will review safety procedures and practice driving snow routes for the city's annual dry snow run. The dry snow run will begin at both the Grissom Building, where snow operations are based out of, and the Leroy Anderson Salt Dome, where the city stores its road treatment materials. Flyers will be placed on cars along the designated snow routes to remind drivers to move their car if snow accumulation reaches 2 inches or more. Engineering manager for the street division, Richard Stone, says the city budgeted for $528,904 for road treatment for the fiscal year of 2018. More than 200 people attended an event Monday hosted by the MU Black Studies Department called 2 years Later to talk about the protests on MU's campus. The event included a screening of Spike Lee's film, Two Fists Up, followed by a discussion with keynote speaker and member of Concerned Student 1950, Marshall Allen. The discussion reflected on three things: what happened in fall 2015, what to do if it happens again, and how to move forward from the event. Education and Prevention Coordinator for the MU Office for Civil Rights and Title IX, Brittany Fultz, says when events like these pull people apart, it's important to have an opportunity to come back and reflect on what happened together.
Here's where we have been. And also, it's not just looking at Mizzou. It's looking at systemically, at a state level, at a national level. Where have we gone in 2 years? And where do we want to go?
Fultz states the two offices, Civil Rights and Title IX, merged as a result of the protests to improve responses to acts of discrimination on campus. Everybody Eats, a program dedicated to providing a Thanksgiving meal for people who are food insecure in Columbia, is hosting its annual event next Thursday from 11 to 2. The program is in its 20th year and continues the legacy of its founder, Almeda Creighton, who died in 2013. Her brother Anthony Creighton says next Thursday is all about the sense of community.
More of a community thing where people who don't want to be alone, they just want to get out of fellowship and just feel togetherness.
Everybody Eats is still seeking 300 more turkeys for the event. Donations can be made at Mosier's locations on Business Loop, King Street, and Rageline. Ana Perez, KBIA News, Columbia.